This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight in our Community Spotlight segment. Want to find out about some things happening with the Monmouth Chamber of Commerce, and Amy Patterson is their executive director, and she's on the line right now. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Will. How are you?
I am good. How is the Maple City dealing with all this snow and this cold and this ridiculous weather?
Well, it's warm today.
Yeah.
Really. It's going to get, like, cold.
Yeah.
The city's out moving snow and slush. We had a water main break really, really early.
Oh, super.
On the north side of town, so that was exciting. I'm like, it's winter. It's driving. You've got to drive slower and be careful. And,
certainly do. Yeah, that's true.
But other than that, Monmouth is doing okay. I think it's the surrounding areas that have had some difficulty traveling.
Yeah, definitely the outlying areas are still some problems, and road conditions all over the state are still not great. But that's all right. We'll make it through, at least until we start complaining about it getting bitterly cold starting tomorrow. But that's another discussion for another time. Hey, while I'm thinking about it, unfortunately, I think it was either last week or the week before we found out that it sounds like the Barnstormers closing for good. That's got to be a bit of a hit for the city, isn't it?
It is, and it was a hit the first time. He thought he was closing completely and was able to come back. And I know he'd like to be able to come back, but at this point, I guess I'm just going to operate on the presumption that it's going to be closed indefinitely.
Yeah, that's certainly bad news, but we hope he figures something out for sure, at least from the last time we talked with them. That, for Kevin Serrar,
sure.
That's for sure. So, nonetheless, though, business moves on in Monmouth, including the Chamber's next Monmouth on the Move luncheon in a couple of weeks. Is that right?
Yes, February 6th.
All right, talk a little
Wednesday.
Bit about that.
It will be at the 112 Bistro there off of First Street and Broadway. You turn off of Broadway onto First Street, and it's just half a block up right off of Market Alley. And our sponsor this time is Robin Resource Management, a fairly successful business in town, and they're bringing in One Vision. And they are a consulting group, and they talk about a relational leadership method. So they go to your business, they evaluate, you know, key threats. They may produce a new vision for your office. It increases growth and profits. Obviously, if everyone gets along and know where everyone is, you become more profitable and more have more money for everybody. And then it creates loyalty from and to employees. We're living in an age where there's really not the loyalty to your employer like there was 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that over the years as I've hired people here at the radio station, at least in a previous life, and it seems like nobody ever wants to stay very long, but I imagine that there's, with this group, that there's probably a solution to that somehow.
I hope so, too. So anyway, it looks to be a really interesting presentation and introduce this group. Like I said, they're a consulting group, so, you know, if you want to analyze your office and make it run more profitably and help prevent turnover. It sounds like a good deal.
Very good. And that's coming up when, once again?
Wednesday, February 6th at 112 Bistro. A lunch will only cost you $12.
Okay. All right. Very good.
And,
so
just reserve the chamber. Call the chamber 734-3181.
All right. And then that leads on to later on. Is it later on in February that your chamber annual dinner comes up?
Yes. And it is our 100th dinner.
That's fantastic.
Not our anniversary. It's our 100th dinner. But I just saw that the Illinois Chamber has been around for 100 years.
Right.
This year is the Illinois Chamber's 100th anniversary, but we've been around longer than they have, so this is our 100th dinner. So we're pretty excited. It will be at the Warren County History Museum, which is a great venue to have this kind of event.
Mm-hmm.
Aramark will have a sit-down formal serve-to-you meal. I think we're going to have, chicken prosciutto Florentine or almond-crusted baked cod with Romesco sauce.
Okay, very good.
It just makes me hungry just thinking about it.
Well, we are airing this in the 5 o'clock hour, so I can understand that.
There you go. I mean, and those are just the entrees. I got spinach salad.
Oh, stop.
Spiced carrots, potatoes, and then caramel blondies.
Oh, yes. I'll be still my heart.
Yes.
I may have to show up just for that, but, you know. Tell me about what else you do at the Chamber Dinner other than fellowship, of course. I imagine there are some other things that go on.
Yes. We have a special speaker, and I'm proud to say that Dennis and Trina Gendron, I don't know if you are familiar with them, they purchased our McDonald's franchise in town.
Yeah.
Making that their 9th franchise that they own around the area. They're very involved in the community, but in talking with them, I found that, you know, Trina's first job was at a McDonald's.
Ah.
So she's been at McDonald's and around McDonald's from, you know, say a teenager, and now she owns 9. So I said, I'd really love for you to share your story.
Yeah, she really grew up with the business.
Yes. So that will be our special speaker, so I'm really excited about that. And then we also award our Large Business of the Year and Small Business of the Year and the Highly Coveted Citizen of the Year.
Ah, yes. All right.
So we'll have those awards as well. So it looks to be a fun evening.
And in order to, again, reserve seats and reserve dinner and everything, you just call the Chamber office, correct?
Yep. Call the Chamber office, or you can go on our website, monmouthilchamber.com.
All right, very good. Before we run out of time, we have a couple of minutes left. Amy, you have a trade show a little bit farther down the road that you're looking for help with.
Yes, the trade show is March 9th. It will be out at the American Legion, so it's right there on the highway, plenty of parking and easily accessible for people just driving by. So we're looking for vendors. So if you think you'd like to come, we've got, you know, plumbers and carpenters and insurance agents and tax preparers. So if you think you would like to come, again, call the Chamber and we'll set you up.
All right. And again, the date of that trade show is when? In March?
March 9th. Okay. That'll be a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right, very good. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, I'm sure, as we get closer to the date otherwise. But other than that, how are things going at the Chamber these days, Amy?
Chamber things are going pretty well. Obviously, this is our busy time of year where we have all sorts of planned activities as far as the Chamber goes. But we're looking forward to a great 2019.
Very good. And we wish you the best of success with that as well. Amy Patterson, Executive Director of the Monmouth Chamber of Commerce, thanks so much for your time as always, and best of luck, and thanks for all you do for the area.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports are next on Galesburg's Evening News.